Oh yeah. Our job at Rosie on the House every Saturday morning for 28 years has been to put a smile on every Arizona homeowner's face. We don't talk about the stock market going down 487 points, having the worst 10 days of the first of the year ever on history. We just don't talk about it.
Hey, what's the number one rule in the stock market?
What goes down must come up.
Buy low, sell high. It's going to be time to buy here pretty quick.
We don't talk about wars being started on various locations throughout the globe or the galaxy. We just talk about happy things. We melt away your anxieties and fears about any project you're contemplating concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. Scared to buy a little spackle and fix that hole in the drywall? Nah. We can talk you through it. We've got a very special guest joining us in studio this morning. I really appreciate. We had a heavy, heavy call load last hour. I really appreciate Al and Gary and Bob hanging on through top of the hour news break. We are going to get to your call. But before we do, I'd like to introduce our special guest, Mr. Dave Whitera of Seal of Approval Inspection Services from Tucson. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Wonderful to be here, Rosie. Romy, it's great.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun. The company is Seal of Approval Real Estate Services. Let's talk a little bit. Give us a 30-second elevator speech of Seal of Approval.
Seal of Approval, we've been around Tucson area since 1988. We're Tucson's oldest home inspection company. When we get on site, hey, we want to give you the most information we possibly can in the time allowed to allow you to make an unemotional decision on your home purchase. That's really our goal and our mission statement.
Well, we really enjoy y'all being a part of the Rosie on the House family. If someone is contemplating a purchase of a home, and we'll talk about the other times you would want to hire an inspector as well, but someone contemplating a purchase certainly needs to have the home inspected. How would they get a hold of you?
They can just simply give us a call at 520-881-SEAL. That's 520-881-7325.
And that point on being the oldest and then back to 88 and the first when the industry really started developing, that's huge. I went through home inspection school in the early 2000s, and it was a little disconcerting. I mean, there were some great people in there, but in 6 weeks, I graduated with a former 7-Eleven convenience store manager, a former insurance adjuster, and a plumber who had very little overall building background that are now certified professionals for making judgment calls on the most expensive investment we're probably going to have in our lifetime for most of us.
Romy, I'm kind of unique in that. No, I'm not a contractor. I come out of the finance banking industry. And what I had done previously was manage OREO for our listeners. That's other real estate owned and bankanese. And that's where my bona fides come. And it doesn't take a good actor to know a bad actor, and it doesn't take a contractor to know something is wrong, something is broken, something is not functional. The purpose of a home inspection is not for me to come in to fix it. My purpose is to come in and identify these defects so that the client can make decisions regarding the purchase, as opposed to me saying, this is how I would fix it, this is how I would not. I leave that to the experts that actually do those repairs on a day-to-day basis.
But, I mean, for 6 weeks to be a certified professional, I mean, that's to me a little.
You're skeptical.
I guess that was my point. See,
here's another thing to think about. After you go through the 120 hours of classroom training, you're also expected to complete 30 parallel inspections. And those are inspections that you're doing basically for free on your own, and you're paying the inspector just to go along for the ride to get that actual hands-on experience. So you're not getting home inspectors that are being turned loose out of the classroom. They actually have to go through a process of doing inspections with a licensed inspector.
And that's only one particular certification, right?
That's just home inspection.
Yeah, there are two different associations, right?
Oh, there's many, actually. There's NASHI, ASHI.
Is there one you prefer over another? Or
To be honest, I really go for NASHI for their continuing education. That's what brought me to them, and that's why I like them. The fact that I can take online classes just to keep myself abreast. The last one that I took was on dishwashers.
Okay.
Dishwashers, all new models now all have the anti backup device all put into the washer, so you're not getting the backwash from the garbage disposal anymore. That's something new. Okay. So if we're having new ones, it's not quite as important to have the high loop because the high loop's already installed. These are just what continuing education shares with home inspectors, just to keep us updates on what's new and what's changing for appliances and right. systems are well, always
with,
changing.
With you here, we're going to run an opinion poll with our listeners. We want to see how educated our listeners are. Romy, what question have we determined? In Arizona, and be prepared to text us your answer to 411-923. We want to know, you, Rosie on the House homeowner listeners, if you've been listening, you know the answer to this. What is the number one defect found in Arizona homes during the home inspection process? Text your answer to 411-923.
He said if I'd been listening, I would know. Did we cover that earlier?
We cover it on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. It's one of my major soapboxes I get on all the time. Dun, 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 dun. We have a lot I want to talk about with Dave on home inspections and the unbelievable things he's discovered when crawling through crawl spaces and through attics and removing the safety panels of service electric section. Oh, God, that's scary. I don't even like doing that. But we've got a bunch of people have been on hold for a long time. Let's plow through some questions and get some answers. Romy, where you want to take us first, buddy? We've got Alan, Gary, Bob, and Tim.
On hold the longest, I believe, is Alan.
Okay.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very fantastic.
Great, thanks for taking my call. I love to listen to your show every week.
Okay, man, thank you.
I've got a flat roof, a white elastomeric coating and so on, and I very often will go up there a couple times a year and patch up the bird peck holes and the different areas that are kind of looking bad, and of course it gets dirty up there, and it's got some little areas that pool up, and there's nothing I can do about that. What's the best way to prepare the roof or the existing older top coat so that when I repair it, I usually use the elastomeric caulking, and then I go over that with a coating, which is, you know, after it's dried, a different material. It's not always sticking.
Alan, is this a foam roof? You were talking about
birds
pecking at it and eating at it, and then we're going to caulk fill that. Do you make sure you let the caulk completely dry before you put the elastomeric over it? Let the caulk completely cure? Okay.
Yeah, but I went back up there the other day, and there's a few areas that I patched a couple of months ago that were sitting in the water, and the coating over the caulking did not stick to the layer underneath it.
Okay, well, I've got an idea or two. Let me introduce you to Dave Whitera of Seal of Approval Inspection Services from Tucson. I have never understood why foam roofs have never taken off in Tucson.
Well, part of the problem is that he's exactly right. They're hard to repair, and it's hard to get those repairs to stick.
Yeah.
Alan, how old is the house? How old's the roof?
Oh, it's like 70 years old. It's really old.
Yeah.
The foam roof is about maybe 8 or 10 years old.
Okay.
Okay. It is just an inherent quality with those types of roofs that getting the coating to actually stick to the foam, because the foam is porous. And if you get any kind of dirt or debris or anything that's on there that's going to prevent it from sticking, it's going to be a continuing problem.
One of the things I would encourage you to do, Alan, wherever you're buying the roof coating, the top elastomeric top coating, ask them for a gallon of primer. I like to take a pressure washer up there and a stiff brush. Make sure you're cleaning it all the way down to just the base elastomeric coating. And if you'll get that clean and let it dry really well, hit it with a layer of primer. That primer needs to fully cure. That can take 2 to 3 days. Then apply your elastomeric top coating on top of that. That's about as good a do-it-yourself repair on foam roofs. When I owned a home in Tucson, I brought my foam roofing contractor from Phoenix, and I had him foam it. I was looking at that roof, and that was back when Katie was in college. When was that? 2001 or 2?
Yeah, right around there.
That house still looks really good. I'm sorry, I still don't own it. I just can't believe foam roofs haven't been more popular in Phoenix. In Tucson, we love them up here.
You hit it dead on the head when you said power wash. be careful with using too abrasive of a brush, because the foam is a soft surface and you don't want to be re-sanding the roof with a brush. But the power wash is essential in getting the air grime that accumulates on there. Letting it thoroughly dry at least 24 hours. A lot of the failures that I see on foam roofs that have been coated is they didn't allow the foam to fully dry out. And what happens is it heats up and it forms these bubbles on top. And that's a leading indicator telling me that whoever did the actual coating process, granted they did power wash it and that's great, but you got to let it thoroughly dry out here at least for 24 hours. So do it early in the morning when it's cooled and let it continue to dry out through the heat of the day. Then go back tomorrow.
When those applicators are on the roof spraying the foam and or the elastomeric top coat, if they're sweating, if they have a drop of sweat that hits the deck, what does it result in?
It's a bubble pops up.
It's a blister.
Yeah, it's a blister. It needs to pop and split.
That's why the guys that are doing the foam coatings are completely covered in white suits and headbands, and because they don't want the blister, they don't want to come back. So I like it because foam sticks to everything. That's why they cover all the cars in the neighborhood when they're spraying foam roofs, so that they're not paying for paint jobs. It sticks to the flashing, it sticks to the parapet, it sticks to the roof deck, and if you've got a nice clean surface for it to stick to, it makes a pretty darn good roof. It buys you insulation year round. Gives you a little acoustic barrier to the outside of the house. I'm a fan of it, but it does take a bit of maintenance. That's all we're going to be able to get to in this particular break, but we're going to come back and get Gary and Bob and Tim. And again, we want to know how educated our listeners are. What's the number one defect found in Arizona homes during the home inspection process? Text your answer to 411-923.